One of my favorite guests I always love to talk to when we get a chance is Jimmy Failla, from the host of Fox Across America. Jimmy, welcome to Alabama's Morning News.
Hey, hey, hey. Just so you know, I was not coming on and doing this hit if Alabama didn't win over the weekend.
Well, then we were...
I don't think there's a fan. I say there's a guy who pays and doesn't pay his mortgage based on the final score of football games. So thanks for coming through, Todd.
You realize, of course, that Alabama, there was no chance Alabama was going to lose that game. Alabama always, especially our first game of the season, you know we're good for it.
No, I know, but the point is, if for some reason, heaven forbid, it didn't happen, we need to be upfront in our friendship that going forward this season, I love coming on, but you know my personal loyalty to my bottom line, the bank account itself, you know, it's got to be acknowledged in the relationship. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, congrats, I get it.
A big win, and it's good to be here.
I get it. We all got to know which side our bread is buttered on. Well, Jimmy, I understand that there's a lot of angst about the masks in schools these days, huh?
Yeah, man, especially up here in New York. It's so crazy right now, you know? I grew up in an era where you social distance the old-fashioned way. Bad haircut, bad clothes, nobody came near you. Because you looked weird, you know?
Right.
I had my sister's hand-me-downs on. My mom gave us that Slobey haircut. No one was ever within 12 feet, okay, to be clear. And to be honest, that there was as much science behind that social distancing as there is behind this. Because we have no data that says kids should be wearing masks in school. In fact, the New York Times, I was shocked by this, ran an article last week about how over in the UK, kids have not worn masks in school at any point this year, and they have not seen any increase in cases. And I don't say this as someone who's, you know, political, because I think, you know, we're talking about our kids. I have one kid. He's in eighth grade. Only one. The state would never let us have two. But he's a good enough kid. He's a great kid. And I wouldn't want to send him into a bad situation. But I think when you send them in with a mask, you are creating this bad situation, and that we know that learning has gone down under in a mass environment. Socialization has gone down. Things that are a long-term detriment to the kids. And so when I look at this, knowing my son has my DNA and that he needs all the help he can get, you know, I really do want him in a situation that's maximized, you know, for his growth and learning and engagement. And I don't feel like masks are, especially with no data to support them being on.
And the thing is about masks, there's so much that's communicated nonverbally through facial expressions, and they cover up half of that. So because I'm assuming the teachers are also in masks, everyone's in masks, and so no one communicates very well.
That's a great point, too, is a smile, when it comes to learning, a smile goes such a long way for a kid, you know, when he gives an answer and a teacher smiles and, you know, those little, you know, those instances of growth. Like if you've ever been in a position in a classroom where you have evolved as a student, like the teacher clearly knew you weren't getting it, but now you are, those smiles from the teacher were usually the indicator, you know, that you were making progress and that he or she was happy with your engagement on the topic. That's what the smile told you. Either that or the teacher was hitting a spiked thermos. You didn't know that as a kid. You didn't know. You just knew somebody was happy and you liked being around joy.
Well, you can't blame them. I mean, you know, it's tough sometimes with crumb crunchers. I mean, they're all over the place. So Jimmy, now how is it now up there in New York? Is it everybody? Is it just everyone's in mask at the schools and that's for the rest of the year? Or do they have any sort of timetable they're going to unmask?
They haven't given us a timetable. What they have said, and this came from Fauci too. Fauci said he hopes that we can get through the school year uninterrupted. I got to tell you, hope is never a strategy. You wouldn't go skydiving if the instructor told you he hopes the chute would open. Like, in what world is that an acceptable message? I mean, these are our kids, man. And the thing that really frustrates me is, like, as adults, you have a basic responsibility to kids to make their lives, you know, kind of shield them from the adversities that we encounter as adults. That's the, you know, the whole running line about you're a kid, it's the best time of your life, live it up, you don't have any of this stuff to deal with. But now they have all of this stuff to deal with because we've dealt them in on all of this adversity. You know, when you're talking about like the brawls at the school board meetings and stuff like that, I just don't feel like the kids come first. Like when it comes to teachers unions, the kids absolutely don't come first. But even when it comes to people who are anti-mask that are throwing punches at school board meetings, that doesn't help the kids either, you know? And it's scary to me to sit here and feel like I'm one of the voices of reason in the country. Because I
wouldn't. That's scary if you're the voice of reason in the room.
Yeah.
Jimmy Failla, he is the host of Fox Across America, and you can also catch him on the Fox app or download him anytime at the foxacrossamerica.com website. Jimmy, thank you so much for joining me today on Alabama's Morning News.
My man. Roll Tide. See you soon.